Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on today. We've got another fabulous show because guess who? Sue Storm, the angel lady, is in the house. Today, I got to tell you what we're taking on. You know, this is really a topic that has come up for so many people in so many ways. And it is this notion of success. So here we are. We're coming out of COVID. Trust me, I did not say we were out of COVID, because if you're in a small business or if you're an entrepreneur, you are really looking at changing every day what you do. And so it's a new level of success. You need new help. You need new people to come in and help you adapt and grow and change. That's why Sue Storm, the angel lady, is joining us here today. And she has been doing so for 20 years. Sue Storm, international author, speaker, prosperity consultant. Today, what you're going to hear about, though, is what kind of angelic help has she been getting, what's changing in her world, and what all of us can do. The other thing, Jacob is here at the helm. We are taking your callers. If you don't know who your angels are, she'll tell you. 1-800-930-2819. If you have a question or a problem, she'll also tell you what kind of help you can get. Because beyond being the angel lady, she's a prosperity consultant and so much more. Sue, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. How have you been?
You know, I have to tell you, I think for me, I am in the realization, and you've known this because you've been with us this long, I'm in the realization that the angels, spirit, God, whatever you believe in, to have this incredible plan for us. And sometimes it will happen overnight, and sometimes it may take a decade. But what I've learned is it will always happen. And so we're excited about many, many things that are going on here and what we're doing. And yet at the same time, my role has changed in that I'm not doing 11 hours of the Dr. Pat Show, because we are on the verge of expanding our network from one channel minimally to five by three quarters next year. So why is that important to talk about? It's not just about having a vision that big, but there are other things. What does success look like? How does it defined? What do the angels think of it? And you know, it doesn't have to be those lofty goals, because I got to tell you, there have been some points in my life, Sue, where success was putting a Yankees baseball cap out in the Port Authority and hoping I got enough money to either get a room at the Y or get something to eat. So today you're going to cover all aspects of this. But I must ask you, how has success been defined for you in these past months? What do you got going on?
Yeah, well, I'm excited because I have my first audiobook going on. We are in the process, about three quarters finished, and it's out of a studio in Connecticut, and we're doing an audiobook. For over, I don't know how many, 20 years, people, especially those who are elderly or are, you know, what do they say, vision impaired, I think is the way they say it,
have asked me.
Yeah, to do a audiobook for them. So I took the last book, Angel First Aid, RX for Excellence, and we're making it an audiobook. And I'm excited about it because it's a new adventure.
Yeah, I mean, there's other, let me just tell you, I mean, outside of those people, I mean, let's talk about the Jessicas of the world, the Jacobs of the world. You know, these are folks that a digital age, you know, there are, you're driving in your car or you're going on trips and you've got things on your phone. You know, like you downloaded your audio version of the book and you've plugged it into some adapter in your car. So this is like the world we are living in right now.
And it's not CDs, they told me.
No,
I'm old fashioned. It's
no,
all digital.
It's not CDs, but I will tell you, you want to hear an interesting story?
Sure.
Here it is. Back in the day, and you remember this, I had interviewed Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Oh, okay.
When The Secret came out. Now, I was one of the first interviews that was conducted. Now, what happened was, a week after that, Esther and Jerry Hicks decided, no, we're not aligned with this. And they took themselves out of it. And so, you know, when I think about Esther and Jerry, and, you know, I know Jerry has, you know, moved on. But I think about the first time I met Esther, and I thought about what they've created in Abraham. And I remember the very first time was way, way back, Sue, right? And I was just learning about things because you were instrumental in guiding me to health. And we're going to share that story. But here's what happened. I moved into a new house about a year or so ago. And everything I owned was packed up and then unpacked. And out of the unpacking, because I had not unpacked my CDs, because you mentioned CDs, I had not unpacked my CDs or my vinyl, because I didn't have a place for my stereo or any of that. So I'm unpacking them and I find the lost CD interview of Esther and Jerry Hicks. The lost interview with them that I did. Oh my God, Sue, you remember back at Voice America? Esther and Jerry Hicks. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're going to talk about the multidimensional nature of success today. Why would spirit show that to us? Why would we want to look at that? But let's get back to you, because part of the deal we're talking about today is being aware of the opportunities. Because look, you and I have been talking about doing an audio for all your books for like 2 decades. But what prompted
That's right.
you to take that move?
Someone that I have been working with, consultations with, said that this is what she did for a career. And I said, oh, wow. Great. So just like you were led to the Hicks CD, I was led to that interview. I was led to this person. And I said, great. How do you do it? She said, this is what we do. And we went on from there.
So can I ask you a question?
I have to say, I'm interrupting, but I guess I have to say the opportunity presented itself. Maybe that's a good way of saying it.
I think it's a good way of saying it. And, you know, what I also know about it is we get to a point where timing is right. Right.
Right.
We get to the point where we are and how we show up is that place in time that enables us to really look at how far we've gone, where do we want to go, and how much more of service do we want to be. But this is just an additional way for you to be of service even more than you've ever been.
Right. And people can, you know, it's one thing to sit down and read these days, but honestly, I don't have much time to read. I can listen. You know, I'm going here and there. But I don't have much time to read, and I don't know how many other people do either in this fast-paced world. So this is a good idea, I think.
And look, let's just talk about this. If you had to describe how the angels have guided you to that place of step after step after step after step, right? What?
Yeah.
Do you recognize that they have helped you with? Hold that thought. We're going to take a really short break. When we come back, I want to hear that. And then I'm going to share a very interesting story about Sue Storm, angel guidance that saved my life. Let's take a short break, everybody. Jacob, we'll be right back.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I want to just say, if you want to connect with Sue Sturm, the Angel Lady, go to theangellady.net. You'll be able to find her, what she's about, what she's doing, all of the above. As we get ready to move into the holidays, you're going to hear what she's put together for all of you. And for those of you out there that have not had the experience of a consultation or a live show call-in, 1-800-930-2819. You know, Sue, look, I want to just, you have a little story to tell. I want you to go first and tell your story, and then I'll kick in mine.
Okay. So my story about how I've been guided step by step by step from the angels is opportunity, just like I was saying about the audiobook. Opportunities just opened up. I mean, how I got on radio, and now I've done, what, almost 6,000 radio shows, is someone came to me, and, yeah, true, someone came to me and said, would you be on my radio show? And, of course, this is in the 90s, late 90s, and I said, sure, I've never done that, but I'll do that. And as I was leaving, this man comes running out of the studio, and he says, will you be on my show? You are great on radio. Mm. And I thought, okay. There is a sign, and I just kept going. So it seems like one thing after another, it just happened. It's just the message was there. The timing was right. And I think if I had to give someone advice, I'd say listen. Listen to your angels. I mean, that, I could have kept walking and not paid much attention to that man, but I didn't. I got a feeling. I got something in my chest that said, this is right. And when you get that feeling, it's from the angels. In fact, every angelic message or message from the angels comes with a warm feeling, and that's how you recognize it.
Yeah.
So that's an example.
It's a great example. I want to talk about, for those of you out there that have not had the experience of working with Sue, it doesn't matter what the question is. And I made a statement before, and I don't really, and I haven't really talked about my healing journey that I went on starting in 2004. But I really do need to share this. These stories, and I do not think this story is in any of Sue's book, but I came down on April 1st of 2004, 6 months after saying yes to just this venue of speaking and change and transformation. The show was Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And on April 1st of 2004, without going into a lot of detail, I will tell you my body broke down within a 12-hour period. I had entered into complete inability to walk. My ankle was the size of a soccer ball. And here I went, test after test after test. So many things. And did not really have any sense of holistic. I didn't. Sue Sturm, the Angel Lady, was about as close as holistic as I was getting back then. But this thing did not get better. I was checked for everything from age to MS. I mean, there's a whole range. And I called Sue one day. And I said, Sue, something like this. I need some guidance. I need to know how to find the right person that can help me. Because I was at my end. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Sue Storm says, she comes on and she says, the angels are telling me, Google, or she said, the angels are telling me, look up somebody that specializes in T3. Now, I didn't even know what that is. I don't even think I told her. But she says, just look it up. And I went and looked it up, and two names came up. The one name I could not tell you. The second name was Dr. Nusheen Darvish. And what happened to me next was I started my journey with Dr. Darvish. If you look at who Dr. Darvish is today, go to drdarvish.com. But I remember walking in there. I had never had an experience with a naturopath, and I certainly didn't have an experience with a naturopath like Dr. Darvish. I had no experience about medical intuition. I had no experience about the credential she had from Bastyr. I had no experience about the credential she had with oncology certifications. I just knew Sue Storm, the angel lady, told me to do this. And I walked in, and after a couple of appointments with her and bringing every bottle of every vitamin that I was taking, which we ultimately threw out, and of course, I said to her, the angel lady said that I probably should ask you about T3. And her answer was, the good news is we don't have to worry about T3 in your thyroid. And she said, what we're going to do is we have to peel this onion back. That started a 10-year journey with Dr. Darvish. And what she was able to do to get at the bottom of what was going on with me in a world that wasn't going to recognize it is nothing short of a miracle. That would have never happened if I didn't ask Sue, I didn't get a message, and then ultimately get some guidance as to who to pick. Because isn't that the journey when we actually tap into the angelic power, Sue?
Yes, and you listened. I have to tell you, there are people who call me and ask me for my advice, and then they do something else. Can I tell you a story right now? Do we have time for
me
to tell
you
a story?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. So there was a man who out of California who owned shopping centers. He was in real estate, and he would buy shopping centers. And somehow or other, we connected, and he would ask me all kinds of questions. He would ask me, you know, he'd give me the names of people and say, should I hire them? And I would tell him yes or no and why and different things like that. And should I buy this property? And I would tell him yes or no and why. And twice he tells me he didn't listen to me. He heard me, but he did it his way. And both times he ended up in court. So he said after that, he just listened and did it my way. And you don't really have to do it my way. It's take the guidance of the angels and follow through on it or expand on it because you have your own talents. So I just wanted to tell you that. That was an interesting story.
But that's really it. You know, it was funny because, you know, I was talking. And by the way, secondarily, a second naturopath showed up in my life, Dr. Ronnie Deleuze. And, you know, when I think about the journey that I went on and how I had to become open, it also changed the entire landscape and the direction of the show, Sue. I mean, what happened with the show went off in directions that I couldn't have even imagined. You know, the show, albeit was clearly about helping people bust through things, but then the nature of it changed to really look at what is going in the world in wellness, what is going on in the world in mental health, what is going on in the world in addiction, and what is the spiritual component that without it, not many people are successful. Now, I don't think that that's any everybody. I certainly am not going to refer to Elon Musk too much today. But what I want to say is you have your own way of doing that. Isn't that what you found?
Yes. And the other thing I want to say, and the angels are telling me to say this, is success is different to everyone.
Yes.
Success to some person can be having a great relationship. Success to another can be being a good entrepreneur. It doesn't always what should I say, I don't know, expand around money, or it doesn't have to always be prosperity. It can be any means of making you happy and fulfilled. And this is what the angels are just saying, and finding your life's purpose, because there's such satisfaction when you know you're doing your life's purpose.
Yeah. You know, one of the things we're going to talk about when we come back from break as well is we're going to talk about some of the remedies, some of the success stories, some of the things people can do to attract whatever they want to attract in their lives. We are coming off of a very, very transformative 3+ years in our lives, and we are not the same. And I say we, humanity is not the same. It used to be we in the United States or we in Canada, but this is a bigger we. The question is, what is it and what are the messages? Despite whatever you may have gone through, we have all lost people. Despite all of that, what can you learn to tap into the key energetic elements of success? When we come back from break, we're going to do that. But before we go to break, what do you have in the way of our annual holiday special?
Oh, yes, the Dr. Pat special. There we go. So the Dr. Pat special is you pay for 1.5 hour and you get the second one at no charge. So you get an hour with your angels, an hour with me, and for the price of a 1/2 hour, 2 for 1. And I'll give it, can I give out my information here?
Yeah, please give it out. Great.
Sure. Okay. So the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And the 800 number for consultations, this is directly to me, is 800-323-1790. That's a place where you can get the books, where you can find out about me, where you can ask questions. There is a menu, I don't know what you call it, to click on that, where you can ask Sue and you can ask me a question. So, it's an experience. So go to my website. It's an experience.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Sue is literally going to walk us through all of her books. And there's a reason why. Because if you know what that first book was and what happened in that first book, you will understand there's something phenomenal that has been going on for over 2 decades. And the people that she's helped, it doesn't matter where you are, what walk of life. We have had people call into the show, you know, people that had 3 jobs and ask questions about each of them in their lives. It could be about moving. It doesn't matter. 1-800-930-2819. And when we come back, where did it all start? Where did it all start? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
I'm Mark Fechner, and at the Business Mind Show, we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We're going to tell you in a minute the evolution of where we were and where Sue is now. And I think the best way to do this is we have a caller here. And in the world we live in now, Sue, it's all about the digital world. So we've got a question from Jess calling in, and probably going to have to give Jess angels. So let's start there. But the question is, what do the angels have to say about generating new clients now? And it says in January. But let's first, what angels are popping up here?
Okay, could you repeat that name one more time?
Jess. Jess.
J-E-F-F?
One S.
One F, J-E-F. Okay, great. Okay, so Archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And the next one is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. That's the angel of creativity. And the final one is, we need a money angel in here. That's what I'm looking for. That's
yeah.
Timothy. Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Awesome. Now,
yeah.
This is a success show. So, I mean, this is one of these questions that we love because, again, success comes in many, many different ways. Right. It's
right.
Obviously, this is a person who has either a their own business or is in business to generate clients. So are you, Sue?
Right. Right. That's
right.
True.
You know, what's okay. Interesting about this question? Here's what I love. I've known you for a long time. And one of the things that happens with people, they buy into like a story like Mercury in retrograde. And I've never seen Mercury in retrograde stop you.
No.
Honestly, every time I talk to you about something like that, you always say something like, you know, I have more clients now than ever. So what mm-hmm. is the advice, suggestion, consultations, all of the above? What would you say generating leads? Because you see, that question is probably hitting a couple thousand people listening that already want to know, how do I do that too?
Okay. So the first thing I would say is I would repeat what I said before. Listen, trust your angels, welcome them into your life, learn who they are, and know you have a support team. Archangel Michael's message is you're never alone and there's always hope. And that goes more than just getting clients, but get the support, know you have support. The other thing I would do is take a calendar and fill your calendar in, you know, just write down names and keep visualizing a full calendar. And that works really well. Mostly it's knowing that your angels are on your team, that they're on your side. And it's not necessarily about how you advertise, it's putting the message out. And I'll tell you a secret I don't know if I've ever said on the air, but when I started this back in 85, believe it or not, is when I started, I said, God, you send me the people who need to hear what I have to say. And that's where they came from. They just somehow or other. So what I do is I always ask, well, how did you hear about me? Because I was wondering, how do the angels get them to me, and how does that work? So you can always ask whoever, the angels, God, whoever you talk to bring you the clients that you can serve, that can benefit from what you have, from your talent. And you'd be surprised, that works.
I love that you did this, because I remember doing this. Let's just really stay with this topic for a minute, because there's so much in what you just said. Let's unpack this for a minute. One of the things that I've learned from you all along, and now you just reminded me of it. Do you remember when we did a series? Oh, it's like way back, because I was struggling with the strength of my conviction and belief. And I was struggling because in my life, I had people telling me that what you are like wasting your time. You should be at some big consulting firm and you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for airtime. We don't get it. And the show is like press busting, remember? And they're like, what is that thing? Did you go to school for nothing for that? And I remember we did a series on this, and I don't even think I told you why I wanted to do the series. But there are so many outside energies that want to have us play small. And there are outside energies that want to have us believe that we are not going to achieve our goals. And I know you have done so many, we have done so many shows on this, but the money magnet thing was one of the things that turned around for me. And I can't remember which book it's in. I don't remember, but there were three things that showed up that you said, and I want to address them. One is what you just said about that. Because if you are believing in your angels and you are trusting in them, you're not having doubt, right, Sue?
Right.
You could also ask your angels, because I had to do this. You could also ask your angels, help me create something, right, that folks want. Because you remember when we were doing the show and it was crust busting and the website wasn't getting done and there was just some bizarre thing. I actually think it was during one of your shows where a caller called in and right out of nowhere said, because I never acknowledged my doctorate. I mean, I was very ashamed of it. I didn't talk about it. I was the only one in my family to really graduate high school. I dreamt for a year, Sue, I had the same reoccurring dream of getting my diploma and having the committee chair rip it out of my hands because I was 3 credits short. I had this reoccurring dream. But then I stepped behind a mic. So how do we help with this second thing you talked about? And it's imagination. How do we take all of the things you talked about and become Sue Storm? Because I'm telling you, Sue, you have gone through multiple, remember 2008, 9, and 10 when everybody was folding up? Do you remember that?
Yes,
you
I do.
Didn't. So let's talk, because this is so in line with our topic today. But
well, the first thing, are you ready for me?
I want you to cover this.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Doubt,
so the first thing, go ahead.
Doubt is a showstopper.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, when I started out, people said, oh, you're never going to make it. They said, you just do this on weekends or part-time and get yourself a job. And I cannot tell you, no one believed I could make it, that I could support myself, that I could take care of my daughter. Just no one except me believed that I could do it. But I knew I could do it. I had that feeling. and I was doing what I loved. And when you do what you love, it's easy. If the, you know, you ask me to play a piano, maybe chopstick. You ask me to get messages from the angels, it's easy. It's right there. So anybody's life's purpose is what's easy for them. And this, I just knew there was no two ways about it. I knew that this is what I was meant to do. And everyone has a sense. You know, they're kind of driven to it. Did you, you were driven to it, Dr. Pat, right? It was just pushing you to do it, right?
I couldn't get away with it. I mean, I am in the same position now. You know, this vision to have the network expand and grow, you know, right now we are considered the fastest growing positive talk radio. Somebody actually said to me today, the other day, and we've been pretty much under the radar while our technology is being developed, but we've been also acknowledging that we meet people where they are. And our clients now, they want to know that we are solid in the world of video and TV, and hence our partnership with Vimeo to do that. But I have to tell you, what you're talking about, I'm just reminded of it. And honestly, I wish I knew which book it is, because Benny and I, we did the money magnet thing all the time. It was crazy. But here's the thing that I was reading this morning. I want you to talk about it. And I know you got an angel. I picked up the book, The Power That Makes Achievement and Attainment Inevitable. It's called Awakened Imagination by Neville, right? If you know Neville. And why would I pick this book up? Well, it was next to the angel book on the shelf.
As I
was getting ready for the show. And I went through this book and I'm reading him. And, you know, here's the key. And I think this goes for Jess and anybody else that has a dream. I talk jokingly, Jacob will tell you, about the fact that I love to play ping pong and I have a goal this year. You know, I walked away with 3 gold medals from the games here in Washington, and then it qualifies me for Pittsburgh. And, you know, I'm looking at this, 2 new knees, a whole bunch of other things. But what should I be imagining, Sue? Should I be imagining that I will not be able to go? Should I be imagining that I'm not going to be in great shape? What should I be imagining? Because when Neville talks about imagination, and certainly my experience, Mary Louise Smith was a great mentor, it's all in imagination. Because if we're not imagining phenomenal success every day, and I love that you said fill out the calendar, because that's where you get yourself a paper calendar and you just start writing names. You start writing dollar amounts in, right, Sue? I mean, you have achieved. I hear what happens. Our listeners don't know. But I have heard you come on year after year after year. Really tough times. I mean, nothing was tougher. People say COVID, but you remember what 7, 8, 9, and 10 were like, right, Sue? Remember them?
I do.
Job losses, crazy. That was one of the busiest times you had. So I want us to take a short break. And when we come back, see, I have never been able to achieve anything in my life, including getting out of being homeless, without imagining something better. See, I do believe it starts in imagination and the creativity, and there are things that will hinder your imagination. Strange bedfellows like that. When we come back, Sue's going to pull a bunch of imagination angels, because when Sue comes on and does what she does, she imagines her books being best-selling books. She imagines audio people showing up to help her with an audio version. She imagines the television show she's on. When we come back, what are you all ready to imagine? And whoever sent that question in, I got a question for you. Send us in writing what you are imagining immediately. Are you imagining failure? Are you imagining people not working for you? Are you imagining, as I did this morning, a delay of something? Are you imagining that something is being held up? Are you imagining flow? Are you imagining expanded enlightenment and capitalism? When we come back, we're going to get a lesson from Sue Storm, and I want to hear from the imagination angels, Jacob. We'll be right back.
if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul,
with Julie O
and JoJo Rose, every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here. Sue, before we kind of continue that conversation and piggyback off of the fact that this imagination book was right next to Angel First Aid books, again, what is the holiday special and how do people get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So the holiday special is what I call my Dr. Pat special, where you pay for 1 half hour and the second half hour is at no charge. So you get an hour with your angels, with me, expert advice. And what we're focusing on right now is how to help you get to your life's purpose. And since we're talking about success today, what's stopping you? I am really good working with the angels, finding out what's stopping you from that success. And that's what I'm specializing in right now. So if you don't have everything that you want, then call for a consultation. And the consultation number is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. You can get the books there. You can find out the angels. And any book that you buy, and I've got 5 of them, any book that you buy will have a glossary of angels in the back. So you'll know which one to call on and you'll know how to get the help you need. There we go.
I love it. Look, I want to just say this last thing and then I want you to take it away. Neville goes on in this book, and he, of course, as Neville would, talks about the inner and outer body, and that you can read this on your own. But he says this. He says, whenever the actions of the inner body match the actions of the outer, whenever the actions of the inner body match the actions which the outer must take to appease desire, that desire will be realized. He then goes on to say, I mean, Neville wrote this book long before, like, okay, The Secret. He says, construct mentally a drama which implies that your desire is realized and make it one which involves movement of self. And what he's talking about your outer self, your physical self. And he says what you just said before. He says, act precisely as though you are going to take a nap and start the predetermined action in imagination. He goes on, but isn't this really the key?
Yes, and I want to tell you one more thing as you were reading that to me that came to me. When I come across a millionaire or a billionaire, and I've come across a couple of them, I ask them, in a sentence or two, give me a piece of advice, give me something is important. And this is what came up. One of the billionaires said to me, it's easier to change positions and once you are running than it is when you're at a dead stop. So it's easier to move directions when you're running. So when people say to me, but I can't get started, or but I can't do this, I say, then do a little bit. Do one, do two, do three steps, do four steps. Get go out and get a job similar, even if it's a lower paying job for right now. Get moving. Get the message out there. I can do it. It's right. It's going to happen. And then you're really living it. Then you're really seeing it and living it. And and that's something that I use all the time, Dr. Pat. You can change directions much easier once you're running than when you are at a dead stop.
I love this because part of what I've heard you say on air is when we don't get what we want, and it could be anything, it could be the right diagnosis, it doesn't matter. But if we do not get what we want, then we conjure up a story. And that story feeds more of what we're not going to get. I mean, I love this because, you know, his representation of nap is the what we refer to as, it could be meditation. But he goes on, and I love what he does. And I think this is where I got my practice of it from. He says, like, at first your thoughts may be rambling, right? We know what that's like. But then don't worry about it. Don't despair. If your attention should stray 70 times, then you got to bring them back 70 times. He says 70 times seven. And he talks about this being a predetermined course. But in the end, what he's saying is the inner journey must never be without direction. Isn't that what you just said to Jess?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And do something. Get started.
Yeah.
Don't
dwell
and worry about it.
And don't dwell on the story of what you think is not happening. And, you know, this is really what Jess is talking about is what so many people right now coming out of COVID are talking about. And that's why we see people rethinking their jobs, because they've done exactly what Neville has said, and they're imagining something different. But the bottom line with this, and I want to ask you how the angels help. He said, when you take the inner road, it is to do what you did mentally before you started. You go for the prize you already seen and accepted. You go for the prize you've already seen and accepted. And he talks about fancy assembles, imagination fuses. How do the angels help us stay at that place to get the clarity, the imagination, the inspiration, and then the perspiration to do it? Because I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but whenever I've imagined something, right, there is a ton of work that has to follow most of the time to put the action in place. Otherwise, you and I would not be here, would we?
That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess if I'm going to go for it, I would say perseverance.
That's
if you have perseverance, and that's the word. And the angel of perseverance is named Irene, I-R-E-N-E, perseverance. Okay. And then another angel I wanted to mention, because we were talking about visualization, is inspiration. So Rachel is the angel of inspiration. And I'm sure that if someone here needs financial security, Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. And knowing these angels and knowing they're with you, like the people who are taking a test or an exam or are in college or even just a real estate test, you know, to get certified, I just say take Jacob, the angel of education, with you. Have Jason, the angel of organization, help you clean your place. It's just so much easier when you have a team. And you have a team. They're there. Yeah.
I love that we're talking about this. And Sue, the conversation we had about imagination came from all the diagnoses, everything I was going through with my help. And what I learned back then is I had two choices. And believe me, Dr. Darvish and the people, I had only two choices. You can imagine absolutely perfection of your health and wellness or not. There's no middle ground. You know, Joel Osteen's mother talks about 40 years ago, a terminal ill cancer. And all she imagined, all she prayed for every day, all day long, mantra all day long, everything was all about it's already done. And she cured, along with, I believe she prayed to God and Jesus, she cured herself and went from being yellow, filled with cancer, no hope of living, to being alive today and well at like 93 years old. But if we are not going to imagine in detail every lead we find, every email, every website that gets built, every client that I'm talking to, phenomenal success, then we're going to get less than phenomenal success, aren't we?
Yeah. And you know what? I believe in what I do, and I believe in what the angels say. And you know, there's no two ways about it. I have no doubt. And I think that helps.
It not only helps, but I am so familiar with doubt at so many different points in my life that it's been so powerful to know that when I get to this stage of where I am, that I know doubt is not a showstopper, but it is a real annoyance. And if you have the tools, right?
It is, yes. And I don't know if we can be without it. I mean, it does it does creep in here and there.
Yes, it
but
does.
I just say, turn it around. Grab onto an angel and say, let's get going. Let's do that.
I love it. Sue, thank you so much. Again, please give out your website and let people know how they can connect with you.
Sure. The website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. The 800 number for consultation is 800-323-1790. And the Super Doc for Pat special is you pay for 1 half hour. And the second one with the angels and with me is at no charge. There we go.
I love it. Sue Storm, the Angel. Give it your website one more time.
Sure. Theangellady.net. And also there's an Ask Sue on there. So you can ask me a question right on the website, and I will email you back an answer.
I love it. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. Jacob, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. And you all, thank you for being the best audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.